Naomi said she would hold up apples for us.
I don't have any apples here at the house.
We're using PCs right now for the most part anyway. We'll have to get John Hodgman in on this.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from CISA, the local hero, folks. And Naomi Clark from Clark Brothers Orchard. Clark is like the number one name in the valley when it comes to apples. Is there like a beef between Clark Brothers and Clark Dale?
Not at all. They do that you pick and we send to the stores. There's no relation that I'm aware of between us and Clark Dale, but I consider them friends. They're good people.
Tell me about who the Clark Brothers are and how long the Clark Brothers Orchard has been making and selling apples.
We have been here since 1886, and the Clark brothers are Aaron, Brian, and my father, Dana. I'm the lone female surrounded by a bunch of men.
Don't you think Typical. There should be an asterisk to the name? Like it should be Clark Brothers asterisk, and then down below it would say, and Naomi?
I am hoping to put the name back to Clark Orchards. That's what it was for me all growing up, was Clark Orchards, and at some point, it got changed to Clark Brothers Orchards, but now that I'm back on the farm, I don't really think it's fair.
Me either. You hear that, Clark Brothers?
Yeah.
You're now officially my second favorite Clark-related orchard because of that, until you change the name. You still have brothers that are doing it too then.
Yeah.
There are other brothers that you're going to have to try to wrest the Clark Brothers name from.
They don't have a problem with it.
Good.
So that's a non-issue. We got a new truck recently, and my younger brother said, when you order up the logo, make sure you drop brothers from it. So.
Uh-huh. That was good.
He's on my side.
Good to have an ally like that.
That's right.
Naomi Clark, though. So tell me about your history growing up on the farm and what brought you back to the farm.
So I grew up on the farm. I was working on the farm. I joked that I was working as soon as I could walk. My dad had me out there picking up brush from under the apple trees, which works out well because when you're a kid, you're so short, right? You're not whacking your head against the branches. And so I worked and lived on the farm until 2005 when I broke my back and suffered a spinal cord injury.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I ended up moving to Arizona for this intensive outpatient therapy program. And I stayed there for about 6.5 years, but I missed New England. I missed the farm. I missed being close to family. So I moved back, and there was a need for someone in my generation to be learning how to do all the business end of farming. There's a lot nowadays. So yeah, I jumped in.
Tell me about how the apple season's going so far this year. I mean, we're in October now and it's prime apple season. Has the rain over the summer or anything like that made it for better or worse apple harvest from where you're experiencing right now?
It's kind of been a mixed basket with the rain and with the heat. You have a lot more disease pressure. We're also finding that some varieties aren't coloring as well because of all the rain that we had. So that's an interesting change. We also grow grapes. We have seedless table grapes. And so a lot of rain can cause a lot of splitting issues. So that's not good. We also have a smaller crop this year with some of our varieties, all weather related. However, we have an excellent Honeycrisp crop, and that's what pays the bills is the Honeycrisp. So we're happy about that.
I know, Naomi, that you grow mostly wholesale apples. Can you share how a farm business is different when you're selling mostly wholesale and why you even have any retail?
We've been primarily wholesale my whole life, mostly because we're off the beaten path. However, I've put a lot of effort into creating a small retail stand, and it's a self-serve, so people can just come in off the street and help themselves. I have a sign out on 112 that says Clark Orchard's fruit stand. And so people that are headed up to Ashfield Lake or the DAR see it and come in and check it out.
But we should let them know you're not open both days on the weekend, right?
That's correct. We are closed on Saturday. My father is a Seventh-day Adventist. And because of that, we are closed from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown, which is not the normal for most farm stands.
I think it's good to have 4 stays off. And if God helps you do it, God help you.
It's funny you say that because I joke with my brother all the time. My younger brother is full-time on the farm. And I tell him, you know, someone in my generation needs to step up and become Seventh-day Adventist so that we're guaranteed a day off.
Don't make them make you do that if you don't want to do it. You've endured enough as it is, Naomi. You mentioned that Honeycrisp pays the bills for Clark Brothers Orchards, but what is your favorite?
My favorite apple changes with the season. So the very beginning of the season, you can't beat a good Macauin, and we grow really great Macauins. People call them Macoons as well. And then my absolute favorite is the Evercrisp, which you have to be patient for. That is not ready until late October. And the Evercrisp is a cross between a Fuji and a Honeycrisp, and it is amazing.
Aha.
I know selling wholesale, it's in some ways it's easier because you're selling to less buyers. but I know it's also more challenging because it's hard to get the price you need off in wholesale, and it's hard to distinguish your apples from others. I'm wondering, I know you are doing this Eco Apple, and I'm wondering if you could share with us what that means, that certification.
So the certification is all about our growing practices. And basically, the Eco Apple certification ensures that we're doing what we say we're doing. It's a third-party certification. We use integrated pest management. We identify the beneficial insects and do everything in our power to preserve those insects. Other practices like using wood chips under the trees to help build the soil and control the weeds and competitive vegetation. People can learn more about it at redtomato.org. They want to know the in-depth version of the Eco certification.
And Red Tomato is a regional nonprofit that I believe that helps set up the system and buys from apple growers throughout New England.
Correct.
To then supply to supermarkets that are interested in this level of care and growing practices.
Why the heck do they call themselves Red Tomato then if they're buying apples?
Well, they sell a lot. They have vegetables and lots of fruit. I get that question all the time. And I'm not really sure why they chose that name, but they do sell, you know, a huge variety of produce.
And where can someone find Eco Apples around here?
Big Y, Whole Foods.
If we get the Eco Apples at one of those places, are we going to know they were from Clark Brothers Orchard? Or
as far as I know, if you were to pick up Eco Apple certified fruit in Big Y, you for sure are getting them from our farm. Whole Foods is a little bit harder. However, on the bag, if you look at the bag will have our sticker that says Clark Brothers Orchards on it. It says where it's grown and who it's grown by.
Well, pretty soon it's not going to say Clark Brothers Orchards anymore. It's going to say Clark Orchards,
right.
Naomi Clark, the next generation from this late 19th century apple orchard on Apple Valley Road, Ashfield, with a stand that you can go to, but not on the Sabbath.
Correct.
And Naomi's going to think about converting, so that may continue in the future, but we'll see. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, buylocalfood.org.